Today on Gardening in a Minute, how to make an annual bed. Success with annual flowers depends largely on adequate preparation of the planting bed. Spade or till the bed to a depth of at least 6 inches several weeks before planting to loosen and aerate the soil. Thoroughly mix organic materials like compost or composted animal manure to help the soil retain nutrients and moisture the plants need. Flower beds should be fertilized prior to planting or at planting time with a controlled release complete fertilizer. Most of these products last for months, so you shouldn't have to fertilize very often. Before planting, make sure you loosen and spread the roots of your annuals. After planting, add mulch to the beds to keep weeds down and water regularly. Your annuals will respond with beautiful displays for the season. For more about annuals and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida soils. Florida's soils have a reputation for being especially sandy, but in fact soil properties can vary widely. The soils of North and Central Florida are typically very sandy. Incorporating compost can increase organic matter and help give plants the moisture and nutrients they need to thrive. In the panhandle, soils can be sandy or even of a clay consistency. Clay soils compact easily and drain poorly. In the northern Everglades, soils tend to be peat-based and extremely fertile. If you live in this area, you may not need to amend your soil. Finally, in extreme South Florida, soils are often shallow and have a high pH from all the limestone content. For best results in any soil, choose plants that tolerate the site conditions. For more about soil and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, choosing a florist. Flowers are always an appropriate gift, but choosing a florist that's right for you will make the most out of your gesture. Select a florist who'll get to know you, keep track of your favorite flowers, and send reminders of upcoming special occasions. Find one with convenient hours and a guarantee of satisfaction. A good florist will ask questions about what you're looking for, offer their expert advice, and suggest gifts to match any sentiment, occasion, or even home decor. Look for artistry in the florist's designs and presentation. A great shop carries a complete selection of different, high-quality flowers. It should also provide floral food with purchases and offer instructions for proper care. A good florist can make any occasion a memorable one. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, buying roses. On special occasions like Valentine's Day, cut roses are a favorite gift. There are almost 120 varieties of roses available, and their colors include numerous shades of red, pink, purple, orange, peach, and white. Roses come in hundreds of shapes and sizes. When it comes to Valentine's Day gifts, carefully select the flower variety and color for a customized arrangement your sweetheart will treasure. Roses aren't a gift just for women, although men's tastes are somewhat different. Research shows that men tend to prefer red and yellow roses, while women gravitate more towards pastels. Roses are like fine wines, a delight to be savored and cultivated. And these days, florist coolers are stocked with new choices worth learning about for a thoughtful gesture for any time of year. For more about roses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, figs. The fig is a handsome tree that bears delicious fruit. It can also be grown as a large shrub or planted in a container. Of all the kinds of figs, the common fig is the best for Florida. Look for varieties adapted to the state, such as Celeste or Brown Turkey. Fruit on Florida-friendly varieties ripens between July and October, and their size and taste varies. Bare root figs can be planted anytime during the dormant season, but late winter is best. Plant container-grown plants any time of the year. Figs will not tolerate excessively wet soil, but need plenty of water during the fruiting season. Mulch around the tree to help the soil retain moisture. Prune your fig only to maintain the preferred size. For more about figs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.